Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started.
Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. So happy you're here. Oh, I'm sending you all the delicious hugs that one needs in their pocket today. So make sure that keep them for yourself, give them out to a friend, give out those hugs. Metaphorically, physically, let people see love and rainbows in your eyes. Okay, let's get to it. Gosh, it has been... Did I just say gosh? Well, gosh golly, it has been such a warm, fun, delicious spring. We have been baseballing, another verb that I've made up. My son, my youngest, plays baseball, and we just have so much fun watching him play. He just loves it so, so much, and his team is just so bright and fun, and they all just have so much fun cheering on each other. So it has been a great season so far and so much fun to watch them challenge themselves. They're all 11 and 12 years old, so they're getting bigger and better and bolder, and that's just fun to watch. It's so, so fun to watch. And I was thinking today all about, let's segue from baseball to catch and release. That's the name of this podcast today, catch and release. Now, some of us know the phrase catch and release is you go fishing, right? You catch a fish, but then you release it. So strange. I mean, it feels good to release it, I feel like, because, you know, you didn't hurt it unless, of course, you need it for food. Totally understand. But I always feel like you catch it in its mouth with a hook. And then you take out the hook and just throw it back into the water. I don't know. I mean, I guess the act of service of throwing it back in the water so it can still live is a good thing. But you just hooked it in its mouth. Oh, that poor fish. The trauma it must have to think about. Anyway, I digress. You know, I have a lot of things to tell you today. So catch and release, though, for humans. Can we talk about it? First off, catch and release can do with emotions, right? Kind of like, you know, when you catch a cold, sometimes it lasts for 4 weeks, sometimes it lasts for 2 weeks. Those really suck. And you just can't seem to get rid of it. But you try. You at least try, right? You take all of the cold medicine that you can. You sleep with a cold mist humidifier. You're trying. You caught the cold, but you're trying to release it. When it comes to catch and release with humans and our emotions, it refers to when you catch a negative emotion, just like a wave coming into shore, you prepare yourself with an emotional toolbox to allow these negative emotions to release. It is not harder said, or wait, no, strike that, reverse that, just like Willy Wonka would say. It is not easier said than done. That's what I'm trying to say, because I can hear you. I can hear you saying, easier said than done. I'm mad. I'm going to hold on to it. Eek, anger. It's an emotion, right? Sadness, it's an emotion. Pissed off, really mad, really angry. Oh yeah, emotions. It's okay to have the emotions. We all have a myriad of emotions, right? We're not about toxic positivity. Okay, it just sounds like I said something naughty. We are not about toxic positivity here on the Rainbow. Toxic positivity is when we just blasé, blatantly paint over everything or throw a rug over our emotions as if nothing ever goes wrong, everything goes right, and everything is rainbows. Okay, that's toxic positivity. Now, there are rainbows all around us. We know that if we open up our heart to see them, but we don't have to be toxic positivity around here. We're also about navigating the tough emotions in life that make us feel crappy, right? We all wake up some days feeling crappy and we don't even know why. Hi, hormones, anyone? It's so easy to blanket it and say hormones, but seriously, it's a thing. It's a thing for both men and women. sometimes our biological systems are just acting up and we don't feel our best. And that's okay. That's why we have this emotional toolbox to help us catch and release the emotions that don't feel so great. Before we get more into that, though, let's do something that I love in my emotional toolbox, and I know you're going to adopt it in yours, which is called boxed breathing. I know, just breathe through it. That is easier said than done sometimes, but if you do this, I promise it'll work. So when you box breathe, what you do is you basically stop, drop, and breathe, but we're going to breathe in for four like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're holding it for four, and then we're releasing it. And then we hold it at 1, 2, 3, 4. So you breathe in four, hold for four, breathe out four, hold for four. It kind of makes a box, right? Let's try it again. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Why do I love box breathing so much? Well, back in the day, let's say high school, I remember being nervous right before I went on to do a musical that we were doing. And caveat to that, in case you didn't read my bio, I'm a professional singer. Well, I guess this was before I became a professional, because I hadn't gotten paid yet to sing. So I was doing a musical in high school. It was super fun. I was a little nervous going on. And someone was like, oh, just breathe. Oh my gosh, just breathe. That just sounded too easy, apparently, to me. I thought, oh my gosh, if I breathe, I'm just going to hyperventilate. I would rather remain tight as a bud and then just like explode on the stage and do all the things that I'm about to do, you know, sing and dance and act, which worked for me for a time, just to hold those emotions and then woo, you know, perform. But you do need to breathe. But saying just breathe to me was almost like telling someone to calm down. Ugh. Doesn't that make your just neck hair crawl? Do we all have neck hair? I don't exactly have a lot of hair on my neck, but irregardless, if you do, it just makes your skin crawl. Maybe not your neck hair when someone says calm down, because dude, that is easier said than done. Telling someone to just calm down is irritating. Like, give me an actual tool in my emotional toolbox to do that. So I learned about box breathing because I was on this therapist's website and she was talking about box breathing. And I thought, oh my gosh, yeah, that would work for me. So it's important to find what tools in your emotional toolbox work best for you. But box breathing, let's start with that. Breathe in, hold for four, breathe out, hold for four. You can go a little slower than that. Really does help to center yourself, and it helps in this catch and release theory that we catch emotions, sometimes negative emotions like a cold, but we should try to do everything we can to lessen the load, lessen the time that we have to hold on to this negative emotion, and learn to breathe it out, or learn to be in the moment, or learn to forgive and forget. Yes, forgive and forget, so that you can move on through sticky, uncomfortable situations. Or how about, in order to learn to catch and release, we need to have healthy boundaries. Yes, so many of you write into me that your boundary boss inside of you is not bossing, that you have an excuse for each of those moments. You're like, well, it's my parents. Well, it's my grandmother. Well, okay. They're not allowed to act naughty, and neither are you. How about that? Okay. Or they're not allowed to act naughty, and you have to be compliant to it. Okay. That comes with family or friends. If you want to catch and release your negative feelings, your negative emotions, it is so important to have healthy boundaries. Now, I said your healthy boundaries, okay? Just because you have a healthy boundary doesn't mean that the perpetrator, let's say, whether it's family or friends or a stranger, doesn't want to step their toe over and kind of push the boundary. Or they think it's just a line drawn in the sand and they can kind of erase it. Listen, the person you're putting the healthy boundary up is for you. It's not for them. They can act accordingly to have a relationship with you. Sure. They can figure that your boundary is not going to move, so they're going to have to try to poke holes a different way. But you're going to be the boundary boss of your catch and release emotions. You're going to be the one that says yes or no or maybe or let me get back to you or let me think about it or I don't have an answer for you right now or I don't accept that kind of behavior in my life. Thanks for coming. Thanks for playing. You're going to have to play in someone else's yard, not in my boundary. Okay, so part of catch and release emotions in our life is about creating those healthy, healthy boundaries. What are healthy boundaries for you? For me personally, it's respect. It's not talking about me behind my back. It's being able to self-regulate your own emotions, not popping off at me. Those sorts of things. So, I mean, I can think of a million other healthy boundaries, but those are just some examples for you to start your healthy boundary mission so you can catch and release emotions that don't serve you. Another way to catch and release in our lives is relationships. Kind of goes hand in hand, or really does, with healthy boundaries, right? When you put up healthy boundaries, that means you're really loving yourself, right? You're really loving yourself and you're loving whoever else it is that's kind of maybe a, what do they call them? I think they call them emotional vampires. They kind of suck your energy dry. And you don't want friends like that. Do you have friends like that in your life right now? Rethink that, okay? Someone who is energy vampire. That's what I was looking for. Someone who is an energy vampire is always pulling from your resources too much. Now, of course, we all have friends that we lean on. We tell them our things. They tell us their things. It's a back and forth, beautiful street, beautiful rainbow, back and forth, ping and pong, that ball, back and forth, the badminton. What is a badminton called? Oh, badminton birdie. Birdie, yeah. Badminton birdie, back and forth over the fence. That's a relationship. That's a healthy relationship where you can share the good and the bad and the ugly with each other and lift each other up along the way, right? But then there's energy vampires. The ones that you start to reassess your relationship with, family or friends, where you're like, every time I leave this person, they make me feel like I need a 10-day nap or a vacation, or I just feel ugh, you know? That's an energy vampire taking away your energy. So be careful of that. That's a good catch and release relationship. You might catch someone for a period of time where you really enjoy them. Then you might get to know them better and realize, whew, this is like catching influenza. I need to let them go. And so, yes, we have catch and release relationships in our life too. We actually talked about that a few weeks ago on a episode called Transitional Friendships or the Season of Friendships. And very similar to that is that, you know, sometimes people are in your life for a season, for a reason, for a moment, and that is okay. It is okay. It's okay to let people go, and it's okay to be the one that goes. Catch and release, my friends. Catch and release these relationships. And be a good friend while you're there. And also be a good person by saying, sometimes I need to put up a healthy boundary, and this person is not someone I need in my life anymore. They're not serving me in a way except sucking me dry like a what? An energy vampire. So we catch and release with our negative emotions, right? We catch and release with relationships, both whether they are, you know, romantic relationships or platonic friendship relationships or a friend with benefits. You know what I mean. And then, of course, the third catch and release are things, all kinds of things that no longer serve us, like certain jobs, right? There are jobs that we do in our life sometimes that no longer serve us, but we stay there so much longer than we need to, whether we're being taken advantage by our boss, by our other coworkers, we're uncomfortable, it doesn't feel right anymore, it's not challenging, we're not moving up the ladder, they're not paying us what we deserve. All of these things add up to a caught a cold, time to release it. Now, I know you can't just leave your job high and dry today, right? We got bills to pay, honey. But that doesn't mean you can't be looking. Doesn't mean you can't be looking, right? So if you are unhappy in your status quo of life right now, whether that's you're working right now at a job you don't like, or maybe you want to be working again. Maybe you're staying at home right now and you're like, I have more to say and do than what I'm currently doing right now in my life. Look for it, honey. It is time to go out and look for it. And you don't even have to go out. We all have computers and phones at our fingertips. There are so many amazing ways to use your mind. I was going to say in your body, but that sounds weird. But what I mean by that is not OnlyFans necessarily, but you know, you do you, boo. What I mean is use your body. Like maybe you are a physical therapist, or you are a trainer. You know, all of those wonderful ways to use our body. So use your mind and body in so many different ways. We can use our computer and our phone right now, wherever you are, in your car, at the coffee shop, at the grocery store. Look up something that you want to do. There are a lot of work at home options right now. If that is a better option for you and your family, why not? I love working from home because then I get to record this podcast in my studio and still run out to the grocery store on time and still go pick up my kid. So just an example. But yeah, whatever job you're doing right now, however you're serving the world, if it doesn't quite align with your message of love and what you want to create in the world and be the light, then change it up. I mean, like I said, I'm not saying quit your job right now, but there is a way because there's a will. Okay, strike that, reverse it. Gosh, I am so Willy Wonka today. One of my favorite movies, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And did you see Wonka? Oh my God, it was so good. I never thought anything could sort of trump Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. No, not Trump. I know you heard Trump and you started to think she's talking politics now. You're not going to be hearing me talk about politics here on the Rainbow. No, that is not a rainbow to me. Yes, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And then I went and saw Wonka, of course. I've seen it twice now. And there's chocolate and there's chocolate. Only Wonka makes your eyes fall out of your socket. Something like that. Anyway, can't stop singing that song. And I didn't think that one movie could trump the other, but I think it may have in my head. Yeah, total eclipse of the heart there with that. So, and then number one, I love The Wizard of Oz. I know, on brand, you are not surprised. Why would I have a podcast called Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day if I was not in love with the movie Wizard of Oz? It all just sort of adds up, doesn't it? Ah, so funny. So yes, my friends, there are three ways we can catch and release the negativity in our life: through emotions, relationships, and simply being in situations, jobs that no longer serve us. There's always a way. I want to say where there's a will, there's a way, but it just didn't want to come out of my head. So where there's a will, there's a way. If you really want something, you'll create it. If you really want to do something, you'll make the time. If you really want something, you're going to get it because you will go after it. So find that way to build that beautiful emotional toolbox that helps you to say, hey, this relationship, this emotion, this job, it doesn't serve me. I'm going to break the status quo today in my life. I'm going to crack that egg open. I'm going to let the yolk of life come on out, and I'm really going to capture the things that I love. Did you like that symbolism of the egg? Just cracking it open and the yolk? Maybe that's gross. Okay, how about I'm going to grab the rainbow today in all its colors, and I'm going to wrap it around myself like a big, beautiful scarf, a technicolor dream coat, and I'm really going to just go after the things that I want. And I'm no longer going to hold on to the things that I don't want. Yeah, it's simple as that. Why are you holding on to the things that you don't want, that don't serve you, that don't make you feel good? Emotions, relationships, jobs. Life is short, my friends. Change it up. Try something new. Try a different color of the rainbow this week and see how much happier you'll be by next week. It is as simple as that. We just make it so hard on ourselves sometimes, don't we? We love to get in our heads, get it all discombobulated and confused. But it's not that difficult. Do what you love and love what you do. All right, my friends. Can we say it together? The rainbows, well, they're all around you. You just have to open up your heart to see them. I'll see you next time.
Well, my friends, that's my podcast. I hope I gave you a little light in your heart, a little song in your soul, and a whole lot of love. Because you are amazing. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows.